from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. Flavor favors the bold. It is Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm in a dugout. It might be a little noisy here, but right now I hear you fine.
Okay, no problem. We appreciate you facilitating this for us. I know there's a lot to talk about. I was hoping you could just give us some insight about inviting Mark Kotze to be part of your AL staff for the coaching. I was just curious. Obviously, you're bringing your staff, but can you walk us through why you added Kotze?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, I have some history with Mark Kotze.
Yeah.
Yep. Kotze played for me, was the leader in our club. We're good friends, but we're opponents too. And he's going to have a nice long career as a manager. He's going to do a great job. And so, I just thought it'd be great to reward him. There's a lot of great choices out there, but, just knowing Mark and who he is, he's never been to an all-star game. He had a pretty nice career. And I didn't realize that until I looked at it. This will be his first game. And I can't tell you how pumped and excited he is to be going.
I was just about to ask, did you get an excited expletive from him when you told him?
Yeah, I talked to him actually in Oakland. We didn't say anything, but he said, I wasn't going to ask you, but he goes, I knew you were allowed to take a manager, and I was just hoping that this would happen. I can't tell you how honored and excited I am. And he just so pumped up, and family's coming in. I'm sure we'll all grab dinner and stuff. But plus, he's going to help out. I said, hey, I'm going to put you to work, because I got to tell you, that All-Star game is a busy game, especially for the manager, because you're putting in make a lot of changes. You're putting a lot of the players and pitchers and. So I'll be utilizing him, too.
Well, I was kind of curious about that, too. As you're getting closer to this thing, does it allow you to facilitate a little more being in your park, being at your home in your home area? And how do you handle, do you ask the guys, hey, stick around the area? Or you say, no, y'all go on vacation. Y'all take a little break away from everything.
Yeah, it's going to be easier for the staff and, of course, the players that will be on the club. This is going to be a really, really exciting time for all of us. But in particular, I think the coaching staff, because this will be their first one, and they're going to really enjoy, these 2 days. It's very festive, but, you've seen the best players in the world and all the stuff going on, the home run derby and everything. So I'm really excited for them And, of course, the players that will be on the club, which we don't know yet. But the fact it's at home, no question, that really makes things easier for all the players.
I know there are plenty of folks on the Josh Smith All-Star bandwagon. We definitely have been, and I support that candidacy. But as long as we're talking about other potential All-Stars, how freaking good has Kirby Yates been this year?
Yeah, he's... I'm sure under the radar a little bit, unfortunately, but I hope he's not. I hope he's there, because what a job he's done. Numbers, are pretty strong evidence, just looking at those. And same with, Smitty. So, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen, but, we'll do all we can. I don't have a say, as far as picking guys right. Like you used to. So, makes it a little bit more difficult, but who knows? Hopefully the players will look at these guys and how good they've been.
Boach, last night Heaney had another solid start, probably deserved a better fate. Do you have to go to some of these pitchers right now and tell them, hey, keep pitching, keep your head up, you're doing your job? Because it seems like they're starting to get in interviews, at least at the end of the game, just a little bit frustrated that there's been too many games that have been 2-1 or 3-1 outcomes on the wrong end.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of that, but they're pros. They've been around, and they know how this game goes. Last year, the offense picked up the pitching a lot of times. So, there's nobody making any excuses or, saying, hey, where's my runs, things like that. They're pros. And the only thing they can control is what they're doing out there, and that's their attitude. And that's to give us a chance. And what a great job they did last night, for example. I mean, they had a lot of runners on base, but they did a good job executing and not letting them score and keeping the game to where we could win it. We talked about this really for the most part this year, this offense. And it's been a lot better lately, but last night was a clunker for them.
Well, that being said, on that flip side, on the offensive side, do you feel like you've kind of exhausted every internal option available to create offense, or is there something else that you think can be done?
Well, yeah, we're always looking at what we can do. I mean, you've seen us move the lineup around, trying things. We did make a player move. Are you guys aware of that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duran, we optioned him down. We want him to go down and just get his game back. He's a guy that, provided a big bat for us last year, provided slug. And so Hill will be joining us. He'll be playing center field tonight. To your point, we're always looking to see what we can do. Derek's been throwing up some big numbers down there in AAA, gives us speed. We're looking for something to spark us.
Well, for Milwaukee, one of the things that have sparked them this year is they're leading Major League Baseball in stolen bases, and going over the numbers of the percentage of Jonah Heim throwing out runners and Kisner throwing out runners are very low this year. And a lot of times they say, look, you're stealing the base off the pitcher a lot of times, not the catcher. Is there something that you're having to talk to the pitchers about speeding up to home plate to give your catchers a better chance to throw out these runners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was the plan coming in here, that we got to slow them down. We can't let them run on us. And I haven't done a great job of it. Johnny, for example, Hernandez, he went to a bigger leg kick and when he had a slide step. So, we addressed that with him and didn't give Jonah a chance. So you give Jonah a chance. I like my odds on him throwing out a runner, but we haven't been great there, but it hadn't been too crazy because they have a ton of speed. I mean, it's really, really good speed throughout the order, so it's not one guy. They will run everybody. I don't think, they're not even using signs. They all have the green light, so that's why it's so important for us to give Jonah a chance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is this just the beginning of this in Major League Baseball? Obviously, the rule changed last year. A person like Acuna took big advantage of it, stealing 70 bags. This is the second year of it. As you see the progression of these new rules, do you think that teams are going to become more like Milwaukee and trying to steal a lot more bases than over the last, let's say, 15 years of baseball?
You know what? It's a great point. I think there is going to be emphasis on speed again. Going back to the Cardinal days, and that club that he had, how they run. Because hitting is getting more and more difficult, across the league this year. The slug is down, numbers are down, and so you got to figure out a way to score runs. And I think that's one reason why they're having so much success is, they can run. And they get two strikes on them. What they do is put in play, and we call it jailbreak. They just put in play and run and try to beat it out. Saw a couple hits down the third baseline from left-hand hitters. They get in that contact mode, and pure base stealing speed too. So, yeah, I see teams might start leaning that way now.
Now, I'm most certainly not a doctor. I don't know how much medical information you have, but how big of a setback is it when potentially Josh Young might have tendon inflammation? I know he's going to get that checked out, but what are you guys looking for there? Or what is the anticipation of what could happen next?
It's not uncommon when you've had a significant injury. And so he went to see the surgeon yesterday. I think I said Texas, but it was in Arizona. But he's here, and he's back here, and he'd had an injection to calm it down. The surgery, all that's good, clean. No issues there, but you take some swings, a lot of swings. You're probably going to inflame something. So anyway, we get that calmed down. Probably won't hit even tomorrow unless he just feels that good. But I'd say the target date for him to get back swing the bat is Saturday.
Okay, and then I guess same kind of question. I know totally different position with Max Scherzer. How's he doing?
As we're speaking, I'm watching Max throw a bullpen right now. So, if you want to wait another 15 minutes, I'll tell you. Be serious. Yeah, we'll know here soon. So, knock on wood, all's fine with Max.
All right. Excellent. Appreciate the time very much, good sir. And especially with the game coming up, obviously, go get Rangers.
Hey, guys, appreciate it. Yeah, we need to get this one. So good talking with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.